This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month after the end of a week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan. We get details from Reuters correspondent Emer McCarthy.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month. A spokesman for the Taliban said both sides would also make agreements for the release of prisoners. In a statement, Pompeo also said that the United States and the Taliban have held talks to arrange a political settlement in Afghanistan with an aim to reduce the American presence in the region. He said the agreement will be signed upon the successful implementation of an understanding with the Taliban on a significant and nationwide reduction in violence. It could represent a chance for peace in the country after years of war and nearly two decades of American troop presence.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. U.S. officials have told Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders that Russia is trying to help his campaign. The Washington Post reported that on Friday. It was not clear what form the assistance had taken. That came after a new warning from intelligence officials raised questions about the integrity of this year's election. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
Intelligence officials have warned lawmakers Russia is again interfering in the presidential race to help the Trump campaign. Three people familiar with a closed-door briefing say the warning came last week, infuriating President Trump, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he berated National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire and this week announced he's replacing McGuire with Trump loyalist Rick Grenell. The president has long dismissed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered to boost his 2016 campaign.
That's Sagar Meghani. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says though the trend of infections with the coronavirus is down in China, countries around the world cannot be complacent. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday, although the total number of cases outside China remained relatively small, the WHO is concerned about a number of cases without a clear link.
Although the total number of cases outside China remains relatively small, we're concerned about the number of cases with no clear epidemiological link, such as travel history to China or contact with a confirmed case.
Apart from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, the Republic of Korea has the most cases outside China. Lebanon confirmed its first coronavirus case, that is, Friday. And Iranian health authorities reported two more deaths from the new virus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned call Friday for an end to the conflict in Syria. Speaking at the UN in New York, Guterres said the situation has become what he called a man-made humanitarian nightmare.
This man-made humanitarian nightmare for the long-suffering Syrian people must stop. It must stop. No.
Guterres said something greater is required, announcing that the UN is revising its plan and is asking its donors for an additional $500 million over the next 6 months to aid the humanitarian crisis in Syria. The latest offensive in the regions of Aleppo and Idlib has uprooted nearly 1 million people, most of them women and children, who have fled clashes to seek sanctuary further north near the Turkish border. A spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency said Friday that violence and brutal attacks against civilians had contributed to the displacement of more than 700,000 people in Burkina Faso over the past year. Andre Mahecic told reporters in Geneva that the Sahel, which includes Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, and other countries, is facing an emergency that urgently needs addressing.
In some of these situations, people are so afraid of the insecurity and violence around them that even though they are under attack or are fearing of an attack, they do not dare to move.
Mahecic stressed that the situation in the Sahel region needs more attention, describing it as a crisis that is, in his words, poorly known and poorly understood. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.